You are there, Atlanta Journal, August 4th, 1913. Little Mary Fagan. Many discrepancies between Conley's testimony and his testimony given to detectives. Atlanta Journal, August 4th, 1913. Negro swore previously that he never saw Mary Fagan enter factory. Many other changes in story. Fourth time. He's changed narrative. James Conley's story as he told it on the witness stand Monday morning differs in many important details from the story he told to the detectives in his famous affidavit of confession. In that affidavit, he said that by appointment, he met Frank at the corner of Forsyth and Nelson Streets the day of the murder, and that he first went to the factory on that day when he followed Frank back there. He now says that he went to the factory early Saturday morning, April 26th, and after remaining there for some time in hiding, he went away, meeting Frank at Forsyth and Nelson Streets at about 10:30, and later following him back to the factory. This change in the Negro's recital has evidently been made since he learned that some of the incidents he described in his affidavit occurred during the early morning and before he said he came to the factory from Nelson and Forsyth Streets. In his affidavit, Conley swore that he never saw Mary Fagan enter the factory, that he was drinking and must have been dozing, and that the first time he saw her was when he went back into the metal room under directions from Frank. Now he says he did see her go upstairs, and that a short time later, he heard a scream in the metal room. In his affidavit, he said that when Frank called him upstairs, he told him that he, Frank, had picked up a girl back in the metal room, had let her fall, and that her head had struck something. Now he says Frank admitted having struck the girl, because she resisted his attentions. Many other more or less important discrepancies can be noted in Conley's two stories.